This is the Soulpreneur Lifestyle Podcast, your go-to place for creative ideas on how to run your business in a way that lights you up and gives you purpose, all in a way that still allows you to live the lifestyle that you want to live. And I'm your host, Simran Bhatia. And this episode is brought to you by the Flowation.com directory of spiritual-minded healers and professionals. Imagine a resource where you can search for like-minded professionals to help you with everyday life issues, as well as to help guide you along your spiritual journey. We're launching soon, so soulpreneurs of every profession, come join the waitlist to learn how you can promote your business, products, or services on the Flowation directory at flowation.com/directory waitlist. That is flowation.com/directory waitlist. A universe of opportunities awaits you. Welcome back to the Soulpreneur Lifestyle. Hopefully you really enjoyed the interview you just heard and are excited for our bonus. Since the purpose of this podcast is to discuss the theoretical, but to also move past it, get into the nitty-gritty, the logistics, the practicality of actually applying spirituality in your life, into crafting a life that works for you and a lifestyle that works for you, we have this great segment for live coaching and healing. And so I am excited to offer this bonus to you with this particular episode, where we have a coaching or healing session that either I will take part in or one of our anonymous callers will take part in and discuss one of their issues briefly. It's meant to give you a tiny preview of what it would be like to work with this coach or healer yourself, if you feel inclined to include them in your journey as you discover yourself and journey inwards. And so, again, I hope you really enjoy it. So now we're going to move on with Kelly and do a quantum coaching session live, where I will be the guinea pig, and she's going to tell me about myself. So Kelly, all yours.
All right, thank you very much. Yes, so I just would like to ask for permission to access your Googleverse. So can I do that?
Yes, please.
All right, so may I access Simran's Googleverse? Yes. All right. So during this process, I'm going to ask yes and no questions, and then I'm going to muscle test using a simple O-ring test on my own body and with my own fingers. So I'm just going to take you through the kind of the foundational phase that we go through with the coaching when I start with a client, is really shifting their bottom lines, and that's looking at the judging, the complaining, and just kind of the blaming and those kind of instinctual habits that we've grown up with as survival techniques, really. And so that's kind of shifting us into being more aware of who our true self is. So I'm just going to ask which of these you're currently doing at this time, and then we'll go through the process of shifting it. So can I ask about Simran? Yes. All right. Is she non-judging? No. Is she accusing? Yes. Is she judging? No. Is she blaming? Yes. Is she comparing, complaining, criticizing? No. Is she lying? Yes. Is she hiding? No. Is she denying? No. Defending? Yes. And justifying? No. So which one do we begin with? Accusing, blaming? Okay. So is she blaming others? Is she blaming herself? Yes. Does she feel blamed? No. So the first one we're going to start with is blaming yourself. And so we're going to go through a two-step process to shift that. So we're going to first do a face and embrace of the blaming. And when we do that, we're going to also activate as many senses as we can, and also stimulate the limbic system to get ready to make that shift. So the process that we do, it's called a bath waving process. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to have you take your hands and place them behind your neck as far as you can. And we're just going to simply go up the back of our head and down the sides of our body and all the way down to our feet and around. And we're going to say, I face and embrace. And you can repeat that.
I face and embrace.
That I am blaming myself.
That I am blaming myself.
And then we're going to go across our neck and just kind of give ourselves a nice hug. And I'm ready to replace this.
And I am ready to replace this.
And then this next process is just going to be putting in an affirmation, and that's the shift that we want to. So we're replacing the old way of living with a new desirable way of living. And we're going to say that two times. The first time is going to go run our hand through the kind of our midline, and that's where our chakras are housed in our core body. And then also it's the microcosmic orbit, or the Chinese meridians, that main vessel that goes up the back and down the front. The first time we say it, we're going to say it with our eyes open. And then the second time we're going to say it with our eyes closed and really visualize yourself doing that with yourself. So I can, I will, and I do.
I can, I will, and I do.
Understand and bless myself.
Understand and bless myself.
And then eyes closed. I can, I will, and I do.
I can, I will, and I do.
Bless myself.
Bless myself.
Right. Can I ask about Simran? Yes. Is she understanding? Yes. Is she blessing herself? No. Is there a frozen age with that? Yeah. So after we do a replacement, I always check to ensure that it has gone in. And so you are understanding yourself, but at this moment you're not blessing yourself. So that means that there's a frozen age. And so I'm going to identify what age that pattern may have started at. So blessing herself is frozen, yes, before 5, before 10, 5, 7 to 8. So 7 to 8 years old, so something at school. So is there anything with friends that's coming up at that age? 7 or 8 would have been around, is it first grade, second grade? Any images or words or children that you remember interacting with at that time?
So many. In terms of something that like significant that happened?
It doesn't have to be, not necessarily. Usually it's, if you can share with me a name of a child, I can ask if it had to do with that relationship. If there's any, you know, something that kind of is coming into your memory or vision that you're getting, it's usually connected with that.
As you say 7 or 8, like intellectually, I would think it was because we moved houses, but like energetically, what's coming up is like the scene on the playground at a Catholic school that I used to go to at 7. And, yeah, I remember just having an experience where I physically fought out because I was defending myself against someone who was making fun of me, and a lot of that was ingrained in race-related stuff because I was one of the very, very few, I think one of two kids of color mm-hmm. in the school. And just really that solidifying something inside of me that it's not 100% okay to be yourself.
Right. So at this age,
not safe.
Is she feeling blessed about being, about who she is? No. Yeah. So at this time, I'm in when a frozen age happens, then that's when I create a new affirmation that's specific to you. So that's what I'm going to write up right now at this time. So does her creativity need safe about being herself? Yeah. All right. So we're going to replace this one. Instead of saying I am, we're going to use the word my creativity, because that's you as a child. So that's your child's state. And since this happened when you were a young child, we're going to kind of reaffirm that that time and that situation. So again, we're going to go through the same type of process. So I face and embrace.
I face and embrace.
That I feel sad that I am not safe of living who I truly am.
That I feel sad and not safe of living who I truly am.
That I feel like I have to fight and defend me.
And I feel like I have to fight and defend me.
And I'm ready to replace this.
Replace this.
My creativity can, will, and is.
My creativity can.
Will and is.
Will and is.
Safe.
Safe.
To live me fully as I am.
To live me fully as I am.
My creativity can, will, and is.
My creativity can, willingness.
Safe living me fully.
Safe living me fully.
As I am.
As I am.
All right. Is her creativity safe living her fully as she is? Yes, at 10:15. Are we complete with the blaming? Yes. Next, we go to accusing. Next, we go to lying. Next, we go to defending. Is she defending herself? Is she explaining or defending others? No, is she explaining herself, explaining others? All right, so the next one is having to explain yourself and feeling the need to explain yourself. So we're going to go ahead and face and embrace that. So I face and embrace.
I face and embrace.
That I am explaining myself.
That I am explaining myself.
And that's exhausting.
Oh, yes, it is. That's exhausting.
And I'm tired of exhausting myself through all my words of explaining.
And I am tired of exhausting myself through all my words.
I'm ready to replace this. And I'm ready to replace this. All right, are we back?
Yes. Having some very interesting experiences.
There might be a frozen age with that one.
Yeah.
Our audio seemed to freeze up on us there. So I'm
gonna no one can see this, but the video is freezing. My internet connection suddenly went out. Right. There's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the background of this. We'll talk about that at the end.
Right. Is there a frozen age with this? Yeah. Before 5, before 10, before 10, before 15. At 10, 11, 12, 12 to 13, yeah. Is it with family? So 12 to 13 years of age, explaining yourself with your family, possibly with your father.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Not even just my dad, just in general, I think. Away from that 7-8-year-old time period was a big major shift for me. I think that 12 was also my next like big leap of just getting so frustrated and not being able to just pursue who I was in the way that I wanted to, and then trying to use explanation as like my weapon of choice. to just be like, maybe I can explain myself to people and that will work. And it didn't. And I think I'm on this journey still, you know, some 20 plus years later of just inexhaustibly thinking that that will work at some point.
Right. So instead of having to explain yourself, what is it that you would prefer people's reaction to you to be, or what would you prefer to have happen?
I think I've just recently in the last 2 years come into my own on accepting that it's okay to have boundaries. And I would love to just have boundaries in all of my relationships from a really respectful, holistic place without any need or inclination to explain why I have them. Like, I want them to be either obvious or just respected because they exist.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned, did you mention anger? Is that what you were feeling kind of at that age? With your having to explain yourself?
Not necessarily anger, but just confusion, frustration.
Frustration, that was.
Why isn't this working?
Yeah.
Why is there a need for it? Yeah. Why is there a need for it in the first place? I would say resent probably of why is it needed to begin with.
All right. So we're going to replace this with your self-guidance, which is your, it's outpictured as your father, but it would be, we're working with your own personal self-guidance. So as you know, many of us are aware that our reality is kind of an outpicture of our internal state. And so, you know, when we have reactions with relationships and different things, it's often an awareness for us that there's a piece of us that we can shift and we can change. And so we're going to make that shift with your self-guidance at this time. So it's more of your personal self-guidance. So I face an embrace.
I face an embrace.
That I chose to use explaining as my personal weapon.
That I chose to use explaining as my personal weapon.
And I felt frustrated and confused and asking myself why.
I felt frustrated and confused and asking myself why.
I had to constantly explain myself.
I had to constantly explain myself.
I thought if I explained myself, then others would accept me and all would be okay.
I felt like if I explained myself to others, they would accept me and everything would be okay.
I'm ready to replace this.
I am ready to replace this.
My self-guidance can ruin this.
My self-guidance can willingness.
Honoring, understanding, and valuing.
Honoring, understanding, and valuing.
Myself as I am.
Myself as I am.
My self-guidance can, will, and is.
My self-guidance can, will, and is.
Understanding, honoring, and valuing.
Understanding, honoring, and valuing.
Myself as I am.
Myself as I am.
Is her self-guidance honoring, understanding, and valuing herself as she is? Yes. All right, and then we're going to put in one more. I can, I will, and I do.
I can, I will, and I do.
Enjoy being the way I am.
Enjoy being the way I am.
Without explaining.
Without explaining.
I can, I will, and I do.
I can, I will, and I do.
Enjoy being the way I am without explaining.
Enjoy being the way I am without explaining.
Does she enjoy being the way she is without explaining? Yes. So we complete with defending. Yes. And next one, do his lying. Does she deceive herself? Does she deceive others? Right. So I face and embrace.
I face and embrace.
That I deceive others.
That I deceive others.
And I'm ready to replace this.
And I am ready to replace this.
I can, I will, and I am.
Now I'm really curious. I can, I will, and I am.
Open and honest.
Open and honest.
With others, with discernment.
With others, with discernment.
I can, I will, and I am. Open and honest.
I can, I will, and I am open and honest.
With others, with discernment.
With others, with discernment.
Is she open with others? Yes. Is she honest with others? No. Is there a frozen age? Yes. Before 5, before 10, before 15, before 20. At 15, 16, 17. So 17 to 18 years. With friends?
I feel nervous, but I'm not totally sure what's coming up actually either. At the same time, that was a really pivotal time period of my life as well, but I'm like, there was so much that I looked at.
Is she nervous to be herself with her friends? Yeah, it's just about being nervous about being yourself with your friends.
Okay. So I think that was right around the time that I started really tinkering around with this idea that maybe I don't really care too much for religion. And I prefer just thinking of things in terms of energy. It was just the very beginning seeds coming up for me, which really got solidified by like 19. And then having grown up in an environment where it was like Sunday school all weekend and a variety of influences of religion in my life, and that being part of the culture, and then me being so involved friendship-wise with people who are, you know, of the same culture, trying to find a way to assimilate. This is like a hidden part of myself, to be honest. And it has, I would say, since then, up until launching this podcast, has stayed hidden because it's a very like closet thing that, you know, a number of very close people in my life, a handful, know how spiritual minded I am, to what extent this dictates the way I run my life. But if I think about sharing that with the people I grew up with or friends, like, I don't know if there's receptivity there. And so it's just like this little tiny ball of energy that sits in me, even when I'm hanging out with people, that I just dare not crack open for fear of being rejected for not being part of, not fitting in with the group. And that people pleasing stuff started back at 7. So I mean, you can imagine like 10 years later, it's like, oh my gosh. How dare I be something that might not people please?
Right. All right. So I face and embrace.
I face and embrace.
And I've been nervous of being my true self.
That I have been nervous of being my true self.
And I've hidden parts of myself in a closet.
I have hidden parts of myself in a closet.
My beliefs of energy.
My beliefs of energy.
For fear of not fitting in.
For fear of not fitting in.
And being accepted by others.
And being accepted by others.
I can, I will, and I am.
You can, I will, and I am.
Confidently sharing my beliefs.
Confidently sharing my beliefs.
And who I truly am.
And who I truly am.
With others as I desire.
With others as I desire.
With self-acceptance of who I am.
With self-acceptance of who I am.
I can, I will, and I am confidently sharing my beliefs.
I can, I will, and I am confidently sharing my beliefs.
And who I truly am with others.
And who I truly am with others.
As I desire, with self-acceptance of who I am.
As I desire, with the self-acceptance of who I am.
Is she confidently sharing her beliefs of who she truly is with others? Yeah. Yes. As she desires, yes. And is she self-accepting of who she is? Yes. Is she now open and honest with others with discernment? Yes. Are we complete with her bottom lines at this time? Yeah. All right. So that would be kind of the process that I usually start with clients in the first session. And everyone's is different. As you can see, some people have more frozen ages. Some people have more things that come up. I think when my mentor just did it with me the first time, I think everything came up for me. Like I was accusing, I was judging, all of it. So, you know, it's all very individual for people, which is what I appreciate, because it really kind of, you know, brings an awareness to what may have started a habit of how we have lived our life up until this point. So then the follow-up with people would be I would send them the replacements that we put in today, and then also an audio. And then so kind of to create that habit, we recommend saying these twice a day, or listening to the audio twice a day in the morning and in the evening for 30 days to really create that habit. Everything we've done today has already shifted and has, you know, you've already created that new energy, that new way of living. And so, yeah, it's just kind of the maintenance to make sure that it stays.
This was really interesting, I have to say. So a couple things that were happening in the background here. The first one we did was blaming myself. And as you were having me do the affirmation down my middle line, I looked up and the clock said 11:11. And I'm a big numerology person. And so I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, that's a big sign, you know, that I really need to stop doing this, because there are a couple key events in my life where I take full accountability for how things turned out. And I have intellectually forgiven myself, but not energetically 100% fully let go of things. There's like a little residue left in my brain. And the fact that you picked up on it was pretty incredible. The second one, I mean, the technical issues we had all of a sudden, you know, Kelly froze up, I disconnected. It was like, you know, thunderstorms happening, basically, technology-wise, all of a sudden. What I found really kind of interesting, especially about that one, was, though, that you said the explaining and the figure coming up was my father. And ironically, he's like the one guy that a majority of my life I've had the absolute easiest time explaining myself to ever. of the same explanations or justifications or rationalizations. But what really, really came up for me with that, because you were talking about that age of like 12, 7, 12, you know, onwards, it was him being a representation of the masculine energy in my life, of the patriarchy, of like my first ever realization that at 12, that was when I first got my period. It was my first experience of like, oh my gosh, I'm now turning into a woman. And apparently that makes me different and quote unquote less than in the eyes of society, as our society functions in a lot of ways. And so that was very, very interesting to me that like all of my problems with like trying to be a feminist and then not quite figuring out how to do it started then. And then the last one you brought up, the lying, and I was like, oh, I'm not even an anonymous caller. Like, I was just panicked all of a sudden, and I was like, everyone is going to hear this, and you're like, she's a liar, and I'm like, there go, you know, my rankings. It's all over. But it was really interesting that you were able to kind of pinpoint that age, too, because, again, I do think that dichotomy of authenticity and inauthenticity, like simultaneously at the same time existing in my conversation, started at that age. Of like, I could get anybody to be really vulnerable about, you know, like literally everyone I knew would come to me with their problems. We're having massive connection. But there was, again, like this part of me that was always not verbalized. That probably, if I really look back, everybody knows about. And they'll come back to me and say, like, duh, no big deal. But that was in my shame corner, that I had been raised a specific way, my community was a specific way, but I just could not bring myself to fit in, that I was thinking so differently. And so again, I was like wholly inauthentic about presenting who I am, and yet super authentic in connecting with people. And it has been a very, very weird tandem bike to be on for like, you know, a majority of my life since then. And I have really been shedding all of that over the last year or two or six or whatever. And so this has been really interesting, because I think you tapped into the things like the little tiny dust particles that were still left in me, of things where I've like worked on them, worked on them, worked on them, but they're just not gone yet. And so this was insightful. I was a little skeptical, I'm going to be honest, walking into this, of like, you're talking about the vocabulary is like accusing, blaming, you know, all like very heavy duty words. And I was like, I am not doing any of that. Like, you know, I have worked on myself so much. How dare I be behaving like that? So I was a little like, no, I keep my fingers crossed. Nothing comes up, you know. But this was really, really, really interesting to see, you know, put a mirror in front of myself and see the ages that I know were pivotal for me, and that added to like the underlying current of my life, of the backstory of my life, being presented in a different way.
Yeah, and the great thing with this is, you know, people can have those, oh my gosh, I have, you know, I'm accusing, I'm judging, I'm doing all these things. But from my perspective is like, you were, like, let's shift it and let's change it. Like, you're here to make that change. You're here because you want to, you know, really come into fully living yourself authentically. So for me, it's like, all right, that's fine. That's how it was. That's how you were doing it. But now let's change that and do it a way that's more beneficial for your life and supporting who you want to be. So yeah, it's great.
It's wonderful. It reminds me of like swapping out junk food for like healthy food.
Exactly.
Exactly. So this was great. Thank you so much, Kelly. I appreciate you sharing your gifts with our audience. I hope they all got a little glimpse of what it would be like to come in, bear their soul to you, and what can happen. Because I will say this as we wrap up, like, I genuinely feel an energetic shift that quickly right now in my body and my mind, just kind of like I felt a release happening. That's where some of that, you can't see this, but I was like muting my mic to cough quite a bit in the middle. And then just like the laughter was escaping. And there was just a lot of like spontaneous emotion coming out that normally I would suppress and contain in an effort to look professional or whatever. And so definitely there was a lot. Most people know like all those are reactions to your energy just busting through and coming out. So effective. All right. Yeah, thank you. Great. So
we call those coughing orgasms or burping orgasms, because it's, you know, that energy that's coming up, and it's great. It's a great transformation. So we, you know, we enjoy and actually are very welcoming of all those outward expressions of that energy coming up. So it's great that you have that going on. So that's awesome.
Good to know. It's an interesting terminology, though. But thank you so much for this, Kelly. I really appreciate it. And I hope everyone checks you out. That information will be in the show notes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to say a big thank you for listening in. Without your support, there wouldn't be a podcast. If you've gained insight or inspiration from this podcast, please subscribe for regular updates, and please share this podcast with someone you know who will benefit. Do you have a story to share about your own soulpreneur lifestyle that you've set up? Have a life or business problem you'd love a system for? Or want to be an anonymous caller for one of our live segments? Then go to your Anchor app or the Anchor website, find this show, and click on message and record your story or question. You can also find the show notes on our website at flowation.com/TSLP. That's flowation.com/TSLP. And subscribe to the TSLP Insider to get a look behind the scenes of what it takes to bring this podcast to life. And get some exclusive offers that are only available to our email subscribers. Also, don't forget to follow @Flowation on Instagram to get updates about this podcast.